The firestorm ignited by President Obama's comments about the Supreme Court this week still burned bright. The match was struck on Monday when the president said he was confident that an unelected Supreme Court would not take the unprecedented step of overturning a law which was approved by a strong majority in Congress. Well, where to start with the blowback? Conservatives printed lists of past laws overturned by the court and pointed out that the health care reform law barely squeaked through Congress. The administration came back saying that the president meant that the court hasn't overturned a law involving the Commerce Clause, which was used to defend health care. As to the implication that President Obama is calling justices judicial activists, Attorney General Eric Holder called his comments appropriate. Maureen Dowd in the New York Times wrote, in fact, they are activists and hacks in black robes. But a lower court judge ordered the Justice Department to explain administration views on the Supreme Court. Oh, boy. Jonathan Turley teaches law at George Washington University. Jonathan, we should say you are for health care reform, but as we touch down on this, on your blogs, you've been critical of the president and Eric Holder on their comments.
I have been. I was also critical of the lower court judge ordering a response from the administration. It's a complete mess. First of all, starting with the president, it's unfair for him to engage in this type of name-calling of judicial activism, which is a really worn-out phrase that seems to apply any time a politician doesn't get what he desires or demands from a court. There are very good reasons why some people view this as a violation of federalism. And I think it's unfair to suggest that any justice voting against this law must be a judicial activist, any more than to be judicial activism for the four more liberal justices to vote to uphold it. I happen to favor health care legislation, but I told Congress before the bill was passed that I thought it was very troubling in terms of its implications for federalism.
Well, let me jump in to say that, it may be unfair for a president to insinuate that, but as Maureen Dowd writes, doesn't everybody, isn't this a rallying cry? Well, as she writes, the justices want to be above it all, be beyond reproach, but should they be in 2000? The Republican majority put aside its professed disdain of judicial activism and, in her opinion, helped to purloin the election for W. In other words, the decision on the Bush-Gore election. Doesn't everybody cry judicial activism when their side is losing?
They certainly do, but that doesn't make it right. And more importantly, I really felt the president should have been, frankly, more presidential and be above this type of thing of name-calling. It's simply not true that voting against the health care law is devoid from legal reasoning, somehow an act of pure ideology. And I was very disappointed with Holder for that reason. I expected him, as the chief legal officer, to say, I disagree with the president, that we think the precedent strongly supports upholding this law. However, we also accept that people can have reasonable disagreements. What the president did was engage in name-calling. He made a reference to the fact that Republicans have said that have objected to judicial activism in the past. And this is what he suggested, this is what it would be if they voted against the law. And that, I think, is just wrong-headed. But more importantly, judicial activism refers to people who are acting outside of any reasonable interpretation of precedent, who are acting politically. You can vote against this law and find very strong rationales in prior cases. I think the lower court judge was also wrong. I think it is ridiculous to have required the Justice Department to file a letter explaining the president's actions. But it was not ridiculous for him to raise it in oral argument. That's one of the reasons presidents have tended to refrain from making these types of comments in pending litigation. But I also got to tell you, not only was this, in my view, unfounded, it is really not a good idea.
Well, I want to ask you that. That's the second question. Is it going to have an effect on these justices?
I've had the pleasure of meeting with Justice Kennedy on a number of occasions, and I have a lot of respect for him, even though I disagree with some of the things he writes. I don't think he's the type of person who's influenced by personal attacks. But this was really a dumb idea. They have not just Kennedy, but they're trying to lure Chief Justice Roberts and maybe even Scalia on some of the other issues like severability. They have what seems to be a 4-4 split on the court. Those justices, including the ones on the left, are not really going to like the president suggesting that jurists who vote against the law must be engaging in judicial activism. And you saw that with the lower court reaction of those judges.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to see how this plays out. Jonathan Turley, who teaches law at George Washington University. Jonathan, thanks so much.
My great pleasure.